This is KCUR. President Obama's recent executive action on immigration, which extends protection to about 4.3 million undocumented immigrants, has been met with controversy nationwide. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez checks in with one community in Kansas City, Kansas, that is looking optimistically towards the future.
Almost 100 years after rail workers settled some of the oldest Hispanic neighborhoods along the rail yards in Kansas and Missouri in the early 1900s, a new wave of Latino immigrants came to Kansas City and put down roots on both sides of the state line, bringing new life to dying areas of the city. Reverend Rick Behrens shows me along Central Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas, where he's been leading Grandview Park Presbyterian Church for over 30 years.
15, 20 years ago, nobody had any thought that there was a future for Central Avenue. Everybody pretty much was leaving. Businesses were closing down, lots of vacant storefronts. So it was really a bleak situation.
But in the 90s, the area welcomed Latino immigrants from Central America and Mexico, fleeing oppressive governments and searching for economic opportunity.
The interesting thing is, I think the vacuum that was created by the people and the businesses that left created an opportunity for folks who were looking for a new place to start.
We leave El Torito 2, a Hispanic supermarket and restaurant where we just finished lunching on tacos. Behrens laughs and shakes his head as he points out two auto parts stores on the corner that have survived right across the street from one another.
That wouldn't have happened 20 years ago. But that all changed with our new immigrant population. They wanted to be here, so they've bought the homes and started businesses, and there's life again.
As you walk down Central Avenue, there's no denying a strong Latino presence. Spanish signs and storefronts line the blocks, and Latin music floats out onto the busy street as people go in and out of shops. But go to a community meeting and you'll see a different picture. Behren says he thinks people shy away from neighborhood meetings because they feel they won't be welcome or accepted. He hopes the president's executive action will encourage Hispanics to engage more in their communities.
I think it's time for the Hispanic community, the migrant community, to come out of the shadows.
Edgar Galicia is the chair of the Central Avenue Betterment Association, a community support group in Kansas City, Kansas. He says the executive action will allow Hispanics to get home loans, invest financially in their neighborhoods, and give them the chance to engage on an economic level.
They will look for possibilities to buy properties and restore them and pay taxes.
The action may also serve to add value to education. Andres Dominguez is a healthcare administrator and education advocate for Hispanic communities in Kansas City. If there is an opportunity to find employment legally after high school, he says, it will encourage students to graduate.
You know, we still have some of the highest dropout rates, especially when it comes to the boys. If they're undocumented, what's the point?
But for Evangelina Sanchez, who moved to Central Avenue 10 years ago, it's as basic as being able to get her driver's license and go to work without the fear of not returning home to her four children, only three of whom were born in the U.S. Sanchez says the most important effect of the president's action is the hope that it's given to Hispanic communities on both sides of the state line. Yes, it's just one step, but it's a big step. We're closer to the opportunity of something more permanent, something bigger. It's a step towards something more in the future. For KCUR News, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.
This look at Hispanic communities in Missouri and Kansas is part of KCUR's ongoing project Beyond Our Borders. For more information, visit kcur.org/beyondourborders.